Welcome to our monthly spiritual practice. Today, we will practice breath prayer. I'll open with a portion of a poem called Breath by Carl Dennis. It's humbling to dwell on the need for taking in a mouthful of air a dozen times a minute, whether we want it or not, whether the air available blows in from a mountain meadow or from a swamp. Today, we will use breath prayer, an ancient spiritual practice for the everyday sacred by Christine Walters Painter. Breath prayer is a beautiful and simple practice that can help us to drop into stillness wherever we are. We pause, we breathe, we let the words dance with our inhale and exhale, we rest for a few moments into the space carved out in us by prayer. Breath plays a central role in Scripture, from the very beginning in which God creates life into human form. Even the words for spirit in Hebrew and Greek, the two languages in which the Bible was originally written, can also mean breath. It seems breath is not only essential to our physical existence, but our spiritual nourishment too. The roots of breath prayer are built from St. Paul's invitation to pray without ceasing. In early Christianity, many monks and nuns would practice by bringing prayer to each breath. They would combine a phrase of prayer or blessing with the inhale and exhale so that every breath was a chance for them to be present to the sacred. In earliest tradition, the words they often used were the Jesus Prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Though not a well-known practice today, breath prayer is shaped by the action most essential to our lives, our very breath. It is our first action on the day we are born and our final act on the day that we die. We begin by sitting quietly, savoring a few moments of stillness in our day. This time of quiet is to simply practice aligning your prayer with your breathing. It gives time and space to become acquainted with this type of prayer. It offers the chance to slow down and discover the gifts that come when we cultivate an inner and outer silence and direct our attention to the source of all peace and all love. Let's practice with the Jesus Prayer. You may speak it aloud, but oftentimes it's easier to speak it quietly in your mind. Inhale. Fill your whole self with breath. Feel the air in your lungs. And then pray, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God. Exhale slowly and fully. Have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Now let's switch the word sinner for your beloved child and notice how your body and soul responds to the change. Inhale, fill your whole self with breath. Feel the air in your lungs. Pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, your beloved child. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, your beloved child. When we pray with the rhythm of the breath, it provides us an anchor in the midst of whatever we are doing. Breath is our constant companion, as in our heartbeat, and these gentle risings and fallings offer us the gift of a kind of scaffolding of our prayer. But remember, the words are less important than the intention behind them. But language can offer us an imagery that guides our distracted minds toward a particular place. In the case of prayer, This place is toward the sacred presence beating in the heart of the world. Inhale. I breathe in peace. You might add an element of visualization. Perhaps images are a more potent form of prayer for you, in which case, as you breathe in, you see yourself drawing in the gift of peace into your body. Notice what color it is or what texture. Pay attention to your body's response as it fills you. I breathe in peace. I breathe out love. Imagine inviting love to fill the world with each out-breath. See it filling every crack and corner. Again, notice any colors or textures. How does your body respond knowing love is being sent out to the world? Inhale. I breathe in peace. Exhale. I breathe out love. I breathe in peace. I breathe out love. Once we become rooted in this rhythm of praying, we will be able to draw on it more naturally as we are engaged in our daily activities. It is in these moments that we pause and remember the root of our root. We connect back to the source. We stop what we are doing to reconnect to the foundation of the world and of our lives. The act of lighting a candle creates a shift in intention and energy in a room. Something about the warmth of a flame touches a primal longing in us. There are many opportunities to light a candle. As we meditate or pray, when we journal or make art, for our meal, or even when we bathe. Let's begin with a few deep breaths as I light the candle. Breathe in, I light a flame. Breathe out to remember. Breathe in, all is sacred. Breathe out, here and now. I light a flame to remember. All is sacred, here and now. I light a flame to remember. All is sacred, here and now. The root of the word remember is remember, which means to make whole again. Our loving attention and awareness remind us of our original wholeness. We'll sit for a few minutes repeating this prayer, gazing at the flame. Let the flame be an anchor for your attention, along with the words you are speaking. I light a flame to remember. All is sacred, here and now. As you create or discover your own breath prayers, consider what activities you would love to bless with more awareness and presence. Also consider phrases from sacred text that inspire you and how they might help you breathe more deeply into your life right now. But also open to your own words, the prayers of your heart that rise up. Let those words bless and reveal the way the sacred is already present. Let us close in prayer. Breath of Spirit, sometimes it is enough just to breathe. Help us to do this right now and as often as needed. Help us pause. Take a few moments to sit with you. Nothing more to do than breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. Nothing we must feel or not feel. Just be with you, breathing in and out. Amen.